My name is Christy Daniele, and I'm 21 years old. I'm currently a fourth year. I grew up in Northern California in a town called Danville, but my parents actually live in Frisco, Texas, which is about 40 minutes northeast or so of Dallas. My major is kinesiology with an emphasis in pre-physical therapy, and I'm taking physics 180B because it's a prereq for my major. Physics is important to me personally because it affects many things that I take for granted every day, like charging my cell phone or turning on my lights or nerve signals being sent through my body. Physics is important to my future because there's always a lot of technology being discovered, and we're also learning more about things we've already discovered and how they work. Physics is important to intellectual growth because it helps clarify overall concepts. Instead of just knowing that flipping a switch will turn on a light, you can fully understand what's happening at every point within the circuit. And this is helpful because if there's ever a problem, you kind of know more fully what's happening, and so you can figure out exactly what's wrong and fix it. The purpose of the problem-solving method is so that you kind of reiterate knowledge into your mind. By drawing diagrams, it helps you visually understand the problem instead of just doing the math. And by writing everything down that you know from the problem, it kind of helps you figure out what you're solving for and what you still need to find and how to go about it, sort of. And also, every time you write down the known equations or the ones that you think you're going to use, it kind of helps ingrain it into your mind and kind of make it so it you can remember it a lot quicker. As I said earlier, I'm a fourth year, so yes, I like college. I actually like it so much that I'm graduating in 5 years instead of four. I'm not originally from Southern California, so I love the weather down here, and I just love San Diego in general. I love it. There's so much to do. You can go to the beach, you can go to SeaWorld, you can go to museums and walk around Balboa Park, you could even go to Mexico if you really wanted to. At this point, I don't really expect very much anymore from college. I'm going to get my degree next year, and hypothetically, I should go to grad school and further my education and improve my chances of getting a job, but at this point, I'm over school. I'd rather just have instant gratification instead of having to wait a year and a half to 3.5 years. Some other stuff about me is that I love sports, more so playing than watching. But when I was little, I played soccer, basketball, tennis, golf, I ran track, I played lacrosse, soccer, and volleyball. My all-time favorite sport, though, would have to be basketball. Actually, freshman year, I tried out to be a walk-on for State's women's basketball team and actually made it, but I don't know, I decided not to do it just because I didn't really want to spend that much time and that much commitment doing one thing. I sort of wanted to use college to branch out and see other things and try new things and meet new people and, I don't know, just have a fuller experience with it, so I decided not to do it. My all-time favorite team would have to be the Golden State Warriors. Have to have a little hometown pride. Let's see, in the course of sports, I've broken my wrist 3 times. I've sprained my ankles probably about 6 times. I've broken one toe, and I don't even know how many times I've jammed fingers. But I'm in a sorority here at State, and actually one of the worst scars that I have is from a flag football game where I got some girls' nails raked across my side, so that was kind of fun. Actually, it really sucked a lot. Let's see. I have 5 piercings and 2 tattoos. I have a sister who's 5 years older than me, so she's 26. And when we were little, we used to never get along. We would fight over everything. But we actually get along pretty well now, just because we never see each other. And let's see. I have a niece named Gabriella Logan, but we call her Gabby for short. She's about 8.5 months, and so she's just kind of figuring out standing, so it's really cute. Both my sister and I are adopted, but not from the same family. And let's see. I was adopted the day before Easter. Or I was born the day before Easter, and I was actually adopted on Easter Sunday. So that's kind of cool. And I was a closed adoption, which means that neither me or my parents were allowed to look for me until I was 18. But I never really tried to find them because my parents are amazing, and they're the ones who raised me. They've sat through soccer games. They've watched basketball games. They've taken me to the hospital numerous times. They've kept me and my sister from killing each other. They're my parents, and I love them. But actually, this year, right before Easter, I got a text message saying, basically, "Hi, Christy, I think I'm your birth mother. Give me a call." So I kind of freaked out on that one. That was a little interesting. Yeah. So I, like, ran into my parents' room, and I was like, oh, my God, what the hell? I, like, talked to my mom, and she was like, "Well, what did the woman say her name was?" And I was like, you know, whatever. And she was like, "Well, yeah, that was your birth mom's name." So kind of freaked out a little bit. And then the next day, I actually got an email saying, like, "You know, this is kind of how I found you. This is why I think that you're my daughter," whatever. And this whole big thing. So that was kind of interesting. And yeah, but I've basically just emailed her for the past couple months, or, like, we've been emailing. And my parents went to dinner with her and her husband, so my mom's actually met them. She says she's nice, but it's still kind of weird. But, I'm actually going home this weekend, so I think I'm going to meet her. But I'm bringing my sister with me, because, I don't know, can't really do that one by myself just yet. So I'm kind of nervous, kind of afraid, but hopefully it'll go well. And, yeah, that's about it. That's my life.